USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said,
things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.